Can I fill you up and check your oil?
No, but you're welcome to do those things to my car.
Hey, mister, did you catch that fish yourself?
No, no, this is my traveling companion, Eddie, the giant talking carp. He says, ah, another American town.
Well, not just another town. This here's my hometown, Las Vegas, New Mexico.
No, Eddie. It's not Las Vegas, Nevada. Las Vegas, New Mexico. This is the American equivalent of London, Ontario. Just a useless little dirt ball that no one likes or visits. But that's co-opted the name of a real city in a futile attempt to get some respect.
Excuse me. There's a local right here. I can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. No offense.
None taken. Except there is. Oh, the bathroom's in the back. But you'll need the key. Here you go.
Well, while you're taking care of your fishy business, Eddie, I'll pop in and get some more of those excellent cheese doodles that are only available in the United States of America. Talk about the land of opportunity.
Son of a bitch, foreigners coming in here, making fun of my crappy hometown. Man, I wish this was Las Vegas, Nevada.
Now one moves and everyone gets hurt.
No, baby. No one moves and no one gets hurt.
Oh, shoot, you're no fun, Lou.
Told you, baby. It's my way or the highway.
But, baby, your way is the highway.
Are you here to rob me?
Oh, thanks. I get so easily sidetracked. Yes, we are highwaymen.
Women?
They're obviously women. We're here to steal your money. We're stealers. Thieves.
I can't give you any money.
Yeah? Well, just a friendly word of advice. You see that car we just drove up in?
Yeah?
Watch.
You want to end up like that car. You better give us all the money you got in that there tail.
But that's what I'm saying. Ain't no money in my tail.
Well, did you just blow up our car?
Yeah, as a warning to drive home a point to make him listen.
Don't look at me that way. I know what you're thinking. Well, no, I don't know what you're thinking. Okay, it can't be good.
You're thinking something bad. You're thinking of a car, the Ace of Clubs.
Okay, no, that ain't it. You're thinking.
Oh, I got it. You're thinking, why did I blow up our own car?
Yes, you are. I know you, baby. You've been looking at this. You stupid twizzat.
Ah, there you are, Eddie, my lad. Come now, we must be on our way. Excuse me, ladies, I must squeeze by you and your flaming wreck to get into my car, which is still in mint cake condition.
Oh, no, it's the police. That's bad news for us.
Ooh, you're right, on account of we're criminals, and we need money.
Hey, mister, that'll be $25 for the gas.
Well, here's $100. Keep the change. As you can see, money means nothing to me, as I carry quite a large wad of it upon my person at all times.
You there. Don't move, and I'll fire.
You mean don't move or I'll fire? No, I guess you mean like you say.
Stay back, cop! We got hostages! I've got old Mr. Moneybags in the top hat!
Actually, the name's Interestung. Sigmund Interestung.
Yeah, I've got the gas station attendant. Or maybe not.
No, it wasn't meant to end like this. Not before I had the chance to visit Las Vegas.
But this is Las Vegas.
No, the real Las Vegas.
Quick, Phil, into the car. You and the big fish get in the back seat.
Oh, oh.
Excuse me. This is my car. Shouldn't I be sitting in the front seat?
Forget it, Grandpa. Phil, are you hurt?
Well, I was scarred emotionally when Mommy took my dog, Mr. Scabbers, off to live on a farm.
No. You're covered in blood and oil.
No.
You've been shot.
The blood and oil's from that giant fish in the back seat. He's squirting all over me.
Oh, no. It's my giant carp. Eddie, you've been shot.
What'd they say?
Well, that's giant carp for, well, obviously.
Hi, I'd like to buy a pair of gay-friendly shoes.
Yes, sir. What color?
Brown.
Certainly, sir.
Is brown a gay-friendly color?
It certainly can be, sir.
Then brown. Size 12.
Size 12?
Because I've got a cream suit, so brown.
Size 12, gay-friendly. Here you go.
Oh.
Is there a problem?
These seem kind of, gay.
They're not, sir.
Well, they seem it.
They're gay-friendly, certainly, but they're not gay.
Really?
Absolutely.
Do you have any other gay-friendly shoes?
In brown?
Yeah, I've got the cream suit, so...
I'm sure I do, sir.
Right.
Here we go, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
Is there a problem, sir?
I think the problem with me.
You're not as gay-friendly as you thought you were, sir.
Apparently not.
I understand, sir.
It's just that those shoes seem incredibly gay to me.
No, sir, they're not.
Really gay?
They're not.
Gay as a tune.
No, sir. They're gay friendly.
But what exactly is the difference between these shoes and gay shoes?
Well, for example, the shoes I'm wearing are gay.
They're nice.
Would you like a pair of these, sir?
Well, they're certainly very nice.
In a size 12?
Well, I do take a size 12.
Here you go, sir. Would you like to try them on?
I don't know if I better. Hey, those shoes over there are nice.
The homophobe shoes?
Really? Because they're really nice.
Yes, but they're homophobe shoes.
Right. Do you have those in a 12?
I believe we do, but...
Could I just try them on?
Fine.
Just out of curiosity.
Right, curiosity. Let's see. 10, 11, 11 and a half. Here we go. 12.
Now, these look nice.
If you say so.
These seem really gay-friendly.
Really? To you.
Yeah, but, you know, you're sure these are homophobe shoes? Because they don't look like homophobe shoes to me. They seem quite reasonable, don't you think?
Sir, Don't hide behind what I think.
Because I like these shoes a lot.
I can tell you do, sir.
And I do have that cream suit.
So, I'll wrap them up for you, shall I, sir?
Yeah. Wrap them up.
Never even tried on the gay shoes.
Yeah, but I like these. They're comfy and nice and wide. Thick soles.
Fine. I'll go ring them up for you.
Fine, you do that. Bitch.
Excuse me. Does the bus stop here?
Yes, it does.
Oh, it does! Aren't you clever, huh? Smarty pants. Oh, you know everything, don't you? What a nice clothing you wear, huh? I bet you buy that clothing all at the Mr. Smarty Pants store. I bet you do, huh? Oh, I bet those shoes cost more than I ever earned on the best day of my life. Am I right? Oh, don't be shy. You tell me, am I right? Oh, aren't you something, huh? One and only is, oh yes you are, you're a smarty pants, huh? You're the smartiest, pantiest guy. Oh, look at your teeth, huh? Did your mommy and daddy buy those teeth for you, huh? I'll bet they did, Mr. Smarty Pants, I'll bet they bought you those teeth. Here you go, little child of ours, have some teeth. Oh, thank you, mommy, daddy. What time does it come?
About every 20...
Oh, you know everything, huh? Oh, you know everything, Mr. Smarty Pants. You know every little thing. You know when the bus comes, you must have quite an education. Oh, yes, an education. You must have gone to a big school with stone buildings and smarty pants teachers that teach you and your pants and made you both so smart, huh? That must make you feel good, huh? That must. Oh, it must. Oh, you must feel good. You must feel so much more superior to people who don't have a big smarty pants education. So, what is the time until when the bus comes?
Well, it should be here.
Oh, what a watch! What a watch! Oh! That must have cost a lot of money, huh? Perhaps your daddy gives it to you on the day you marched off to war. Oh, no, oops, I forget it. You didn't have to march off to war, huh? Now, why would you? Other people went to war for you, Mr. Smarty Pants. Other people went to war so you could have a Subaru and a membership in a squash club and a special someone to iron your blue jeans and mow your scrubs. And you,
no.
Don't you talk back to me! Don't you talk back to me! Don't you talk back to me! I bet your wife is pretty, huh? Isn't she, Mr. Smarty Pants? I see a picture of your beautiful lady who earns 30% less than you.
No, of course not.
Why not? Why not? I ask nice. Oh, you are making me so mad. Don't you look away. Don't you look away. You look at me when I'm talking to you. Don't you. Where are you going? Where are you? The bus isn't even here yet. Okay, suit yourself. Walk away. Walk away from me. Go. I hate him because he's such a smarty bitch.
Thank you. Guess what's the one thing we forgot to do at the gas station?
What? We took hostages, got a few people killed, and got into a pitched gun battle with the pigs. What else is there?
You know.
Oh, for goodness sakes, just go at the side of the road.
No, no. We forgot to get gas.
No gas? But that's...
Mildly ironic.
Shut up back there!
We're gonna get rid of you once and for all. I don't even know why you're here.
I'm here to guide Canadians to an understanding of American culture. And it seems I've hit the jackpot. Oh, Eddie, you big lug. I could kiss you.
Isn't that kind of an unnatural relationship?
People in glass houses, ladies. No, no. Eddie just pointed out that he's leaking a lot of fish oil, which is a highly combustible fuel. And, well, if you just directed that into your gas tank... Well, come on, let's do it.
Is that possible?
Well, it could be. Who's going to do the research to contradict me?
Now me, get that fish oil squirting into the tank.
Come on, hurry. Hurry, the cops are coming.
He says he's bleeding as fast as he can.
All right, nobody move.
You stay back, or the hostages get it. Everybody in the car. Come on, let's go.
Yes, Eddie, even you.
Here, you'd almost think it was fueled by some kind of fish oil.
Well, Fred and Maureen, I am so glad you agreed to have me administer this very special therapy session here at the Grand Canyon. The majesty of it never ceases to amaze me. Isn't it beautiful, Carol?
Yes, dear.
Yes, dear.
Now, Fred and Maureen, you've reached that point in your healing process where you need to let go of your feelings in a big, symbolic way. And this year, my wife has graciously agreed to join us because one thing Carol will never do is turn down a vacation from her grueling life of lunch and shopping. Right, dear? Anyway. Fred and Mo, I want you both to use the splendor of this setting to release your shame, unburden yourself to the universe. Dave Filbert does it with his patients, and it works like crazy. So just bleh, put it out there. Just put it out there. Yell to the canyon about what's bothering you. Okay, Fred, you go first.
Please, I can't do this. I'm not ready. Let's go back to the car.
Okay, Fred.
No, it's not okay, Carol. You just keep taking pictures or whatever it is you're doing. Jesus, Fred. What have we been working on for an entire year? You're clearly suffering from some unresolved conflict from your past. And I, for one, am getting a little tired of it.
I'm sorry, Stanley. There are too many people around. I can't shout out my most personal feelings in plain view.
Well, clearly you can't tell them to me in private either, so I'm running out of options here. It may just be time for us to consider discontinuing our association.
All right. Here goes.
Great. Just let it out, Fred. You're with friends here.
Stanley, I...
No. You don't tell me. You tell the canyon. Shout it out. Say, Canyon, I'm unhappy because...
Canyon, I'm unhappy because...
Yes.
Because until I was 19...
Shout it out!
Until I was 19, I wet my bed! And I still feel like that same bedwetter today.
Well, that was great. Now, don't you feel better? Invigorated. Wow. This air really whips up a hunger. Maureen, let's do you so we can grab some grub.
Listen, I'm actually feeling a whole lot better. I know it's a coincidence, but I think I'm pretty much okay now.
Maureen, do not pull this denial crap on me. Just yesterday you were blabbing about how afraid you were of commitment, how you don't think you'll ever meet a man who can love you, how...
Now stop, okay?
Great, okay, great, okay? Face the canyon, release the shame, say, Canyon, I can't make a commitment because...
Canyon, I can't make a commitment because...
Let go, Maureen.
Because I don't want anyone to know about my bulimia.
Your what?
Bulimia. Everything I eat, I barf up. Okay. Are you happy, Stanley?
Hey, it's not me who has to be happy. That's the whole point here. You should read Nietzsche.
Oh,
damn. Should have brought my copy of Die Fröhliche Wissenschaft for you. Okay. Who else is for a jumbo dog and curly fries?
Stanley, can't you see these people are in pain? I mean, maybe you could attend to your patients before worrying about eating?
Ooh. Is Bloomingdale's giving out psychotherapy degrees now? You know what? Maybe this treatment has pushed some buttons for you, Carol. Maybe you're just dying to let go of some shameful burden of your own.
Yeah, I am.
Well, by all means, feel free, Carol. Carol, get rid of your burden.
Oh, I think I will.
Then let it go. Throw that dead weight to the canyon. Hey, stop it. You're about to die!
Suddenly, I feel great. Fred, Maureen, how are you doing?
Much better. I actually feel lighter.
Want to go talk over lunch? Yeah, I could eat.
Eddie. Eddie, are you okay?
Mason, mister, your dolphin's dying.
No, Eddie is no dolphin. He's a giant carp. A giant carp that walks upright and breathes air and is capable of vocalizing. All right, he's a bit of a stretch, but I probably wouldn't even be here if it weren't for him. You see, the show was originally sold as Smuggling Carp with Mr. Interesting, but then some committee in Ottawa objected that Canadian content guidelines weren't being met because carp is not an indigenous Canadian species, so... We're obliged to change the title, and it's a barrage of bullets for Eddie. Yes, Eddie. The same thing did happen to Louis Del Grande. No, Eddie. Don't move. Just be still. Your death scene is almost over. And stop trying to pad your part. Well, that's it. He's dead. Really dead.
At least he didn't die in vain. We've outrun the cops.
Now, as long as we don't drive off a cliff into the Grand Canyon, speak of the devil. The Grand Canyon! Now, how's that for bad luck? And we're heading right for it.
Quick! Turn left! No, right! No, left! No, right! Oh, please, California!
Oh, no!
Of Eddie's carp oil, we are airborne.
That's impossible.
Well, one would ordinarily think so, but look at the evidence of your senses. We are high in the air, shooting across the Grand Canyon.
But that doesn't make any sense. It's impossible. Stop and think about it.
No, no, don't. Oh, now you've done it.
And unrefined carb oil isn't even combustible. Lou, how come our car is hanging here in midair?
Well, she had to go and question reality, see where it got her. My friend Winston made the same mistake with Mormon dogma.
I'm sorry, Man, now we'll never get away. Oh, no! We're surrounded by police helicopters!
All right, step away from the vehicle. We promise not to shoot you.
What do you mean? You promised we weren't going to shoot them.
Oh, we are, but they don't have to know that.
Oh, good point.
Well, Phil, looks like this is the end of the road. Let's step out in a blaze of glory. Okay, Lou. It's been a hell of a ride.
Yes, girls. It's been quite swell.
You're not coming, Mr. I.
What?
This is between me and Sal and Destiny.
Step away from the vehicle.
We're coming.
Look at that, folks. Just when you least expect it, gravity kicks back in. Oh, look, the two girls are falling right towards the mighty Colorado River. Maybe they'll get away. Looks like they found the shore. Oh, wait a minute. With the girls gone, there's no longer anyone who doubts the propelling power of fish oil. So long, coppers! Here I am, Mr. Interesting, in the back seat of a car that is rocketing over the Grand Canyon, sitting beside my best friend, a dead cop named Eddie. It doesn't get much better than this. See you next time, suckers!